The blessings and the woes. This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Wednesday, September 13th. In Luke's gospel, the blessings are as follows. Blessed those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who are weeping, and those who are hated on account of Jesus. While the woes are woe to the rich, woe to those who are filled now, woe to those who are laughing now, and woe to those when all speak well of you. Now, wait a minute. This all seems to be a bit backwards. Being rich, being filled, laughing, and being spoken well of, these are bad things. While being poor, hungry, sad, and ill spoken of is a blessing? I don't understand. This all seems counter to what our culture teaches us. But then again, what Jesus teaches us often is counterculture, and this is no exception. So, here are my reflections on the matter. First, I believe that the key to understanding this reading can be found in Matthew 6, 31 through 33, and I quote, "So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Yes, our Father knows we need money, food, joy, and companions on the journey. But these things are not first and foremost. In fact, if we make these things first and foremost in our lives, instead of putting God first, then they will become woes. If we seek riches first, then God will rebuke us and say, "You have received your consolation." If we seek first the pleasures of the things money can buy, then God will rebuke us and give us hunger, sadness, and isolation. Now, if we seek first the kingdom of God and we find ourselves poor, hungry, sad, and despised, then we are blessed. You see, if we put God's kingdom first and we are poor, God promises that the kingdom of God will be ours. And if we find ourselves hungry, sad, and despised in this world, then God will reward his good and faithful servants with everything their heart desires. From Psalm 37:4, "Find your delight in the Lord, who will give you your heart's desire." So, as this reading may at first seem difficult to understand, it really is teaching us a very important lesson that is repeated in different times throughout the Bible. Luke 10:27 through 28. He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." Let us trust God, for he always keeps his promises.